Welcome to Mile High Report Radio Horse Tracks. And now, here's what's happening in Broncos country.
Broncos country, it's a Thursday, so you know exactly what that means. It's time to talk about the latest Russell Wilson controversy and why that is seemingly going to be starting rifts. This time it's about a particular person that he has. Maybe it goes along with the office that he has at the team facility there as well. My name is Ross. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this edition of Horse Tracks. It is Thursday, December 8th, and it is time to get into things between some more Russell Wilson stories, between George Payton's seat seemingly being red hot right now, which might be make a lot of you guys out there happy, especially you Instagram folk, and of course the latest news regarding the Broncos injuries from Wednesday's practice. Before we just get into things, if you are new here and you haven't followed us on the particular podcasting platform you're currently listening to this on, go ahead, drop a follow right there. Check us out at milehighreport.com for tons of awesome articles daily. And you can find us on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you don't have an account there, don't worry about it. Ain't no need for you to create an account for anything social media. Not worth it, I promise. But if you do already, follow us there at Fourth and Long Media. You can find yours truly over on the Instagram page. I run that, so you can let me know and reach out to me with any thoughts and or concerns or just anything you want to bring up. But let's go ahead and talk about the first news story that I have for you guys today, and that is that moving on from George Payton is seemingly growing more likely by the week. This is coming off some of the most recent reports with Zach Kelberman. He was briefed by, so he tweeted out this a couple days ago. He was talking about Jason LaConfora. He was briefed by three NFL executives, and they report that changes to the Broncos front office are more likely than not. Of course, George Payton is indeed a part of the Broncos front office. Then there's also some more talks because it's crazy thing about George Payton. So like, and I'm still like I'm going to give my thoughts on my opinion on George Payton is I don't think the Broncos should move on from him. I think what he's been doing in the draft has been awesome, but this whole deal with Hackett and then Russell Wilson and then extending him, those have been some very disappointing decisions have been made. Russell Wilson one still has hope. The George Payton or the Nathaniel Hackett one has no hope. Like that's just done. That was just bad. But at least with Russell Wilson, there's a chance of things still managing to work out somehow in the end. There's this quote kind of coming from a report saying that George Payton's job security remains a topic of great speculation around the league. Of course, like I said, the Russell Wilson trade signing has been a total flop so far. Hackett, just not good. And that was done before, just remember this, that was done before the Waltons bought the team. So they have an unlimited amount of resources. So eating the contracts of both the coach and GM are not that big of a deal. There's a mounting consensus that Hackett will not be back. It really freaking better not happen. He said, quote, one GM said, quote, they can't sell that to their fans in 2023. And that is the most obvious quote I've heard in a while. And three executives spoke. All believe that front office changes are more likely than not. Of course, that is still coming from that kind of excerpt was coming from Jason LaConfora. I know how a good majority of you guys feel, especially reading those Instagram comments. Of course, you gotta take anything on social media with a large grain of salt. But seeing those statements that you guys made, it does feel like that a lot of Broncos country is starting to lean towards wanting to move on from Payton already. I think that's a little rash, but there's those feelings and there's those thoughts from you guys as well. And into the next story is that Russell Wilson's quarterback coach may be causing some problems behind the scenes. So essentially, Russell Wilson had a quarterback coach in Seattle, brought him over with him to Denver. His name is Jake Heaps. Now, Jake Heaps is like how Russell Wilson got his own office at the training facility. Heaps is also been brought in there and is there at the facility daily, pretty much day-to-day operations with Russell Wilson and then the rest of the Broncos coaching staff. Of course, this with the quarterback coach on the team being Clint Kubiak. So there's a lot of just kind of questions here. Of course, these questions are only coming up because Russell Wilson and the Broncos are losing football games. If they're winning, none of this would matter. But of course, if my grandma had two wheels, she would be a bicycle. So it's just a really weird kind of situation they have going on. How much are Clint Kubiak and Alden forced to work with Heaps? Is there stuff going on behind the scenes? Is it causing a rift? It is essentially what the question is here. Now, there hasn't been too many reports coming out of the league that there is, so you can take that for what there is. One of the guys that you look to a lot for Broncos news, I know that he might not be the most favorite person among Broncos country with some of his responses. Definitely seems like a guy that gets paid by the team to say nice words about them a lot of the time, but that's Ben Albright. So he kind of talked about this because a lot of people have questions like how many people have their own trainer and stuff with there. And it's not as big of a deal as a lot of people might think. So there is tons and tons of quarterbacks around the league that not only have their own quarterback coach, but also have their personal kind of athletic training staff and just kind of those kind of things. One of the people that springs to mind the quickest is going to be Tom Brady. He has pretty much a full staff and a full company working for him alongside what he has going on with the Bucks as well. So most quarterbacks in the league have a personal private quarterback coach. Even during the season, you probably see that for a lot of other positions there as well. So this is not something that's uncommon. Of course, uncommon is Russell Wilson having his own office there, and it might not be as common for that private coach to be as hands-on as he seemingly seems to be. But this just feels like another reason why people are trying to hate on Russell Wilson. There's an article done on this on Sports Illustrated about Russell Wilson, Jake Heap's involvement. And the article goes on to say, essentially, Russ brought in his own coach and has his own office and team facility. And the question here is if he deserves to have his special privileges or if they should be revoked due to how the season is going. Now, that's a question I'm going to leave up to you guys. Should these privileges, I guess we'll say, be revoked? Should Russell Wilson have his office removed from the team facility? Should he not be able to work with his private quarterback coach during the season or at least have him as close to the team as some people may feel like he is? Of course, let us know. Reach out to us over on Instagram so I can see those, or just at us on Twitter. You can at me at Fourth and Long Media if you want to reach out to me directly there on the Twitterverse. But last things here, we're just going to take a look at the latest injury reports for the Denver Broncos. And Wednesdays are fun because I always like to try to get through the full injury report in just one breath. So let's see if we can make this would this be 4 weeks in a row? And I don't really feel like anything is, it doesn't feel like the list is shortening. So if anything, it might just be getting harder week to week. But all right, here we go. Broncos injury report as of Wednesday. Dakota Allen, hamstring, did not practice. Andrew Beck, hamstring, did not practice. Tom Compton, illness, did not practice. Brandon McManus, quad, did not practice. Dalton Reisner, shoulder, back, did not practice. Corlin Sutton, hamstring, did not practice. Jacob Bobenmeier, wrist, limited. Baron Browning, elbow, limited. Jonathan Harris, knee, limited. Kareem Jackson, not injury related, limited. Jerry Jeudy, ankle, limited. Kaywan Williams, wrist, elbow, knee, limited. Okay, there we go. I'm still rolling on the same breath because that one was just a little bit too easy. Is this a shortened list, or am I just getting better at this? All right, there we go. Now we're back to full lung capacity, ladies and gentlemen. So, a lot of guys did not practice on Wednesday. So that's really neat to hear. Some specifics coming out is that Randy, not listed on this, but there is Randy Gregory and Lloyd Cushenberry. They are not practicing. They both remain on the injured reserve. So still coming a little bit more time before they come out to play. And what Nathan Hackett had to say about Courtland Sutton is essentially don't expect him to play this week against the Chiefs. He said, quote, "It's not looking good this week for him." All right, love it. Cool. Really cool stuff, guys. I'm so happy that we're just so dang injured all the time, and it really doesn't feel like much at all is going to change. And speaking of injuries, while we're here, and if you haven't checked out yet, go on over to milehighreport.com right now and check out Joe Mahoney's article titled, "Why Do the Broncos Lead the League in ACL Tears?" So, they have a head guy there on the athletic training staff whose big claim to fame is that he prevents ACL injuries, where it does not seem like he's doing that one bit. So pretty much done with this podcast here. Go out and check that article. Joe did a fantastic job on that. But like I said, it's going to wrap it for us on this edition of Horse Tracks. And I realized earlier, I said Wednesday. I meant Thursday. So if you made it this far, I'm sure you'll probably excuse my stupidity on that one. Am I going to redo it? No, you guys should just know that I'm wrong because I also said the 8th. So which one do we want to go with there? But yes, this is going to do it for our Thursday edition of Horse Tracks, December 8th, 2022. Thank you guys so much for listening. Like I said, check us out on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Mile High Report, milehighreport.com. Follow us on any of these podcasts and platforms you're currently listening to us on. But with that being said, I've been Ross. Hope you guys join me next week on the Podcasting Network when hopefully I get to talk about the Broncos not getting blown out by the Chiefs. Have a great day.